South Sudan's peace talks are in shambles. A project in Mexico is on track to be completed, and a Bible ministry ups its game. All that coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. South Sudan's peace talks have stalled. Rebel and government leaders have been trying to broker a peace deal since January 3rd. Kids Alive International's Matt Parker explains the holdup.
One of the conditions that the rebel group has tried to impose is that they want the release of 11 prisoners who have been arrested by the South Sudanese government.
Kids Alive has work in Wau, South Sudan. Although roughly 400 miles from the capital city, Parker says their staff remains on high alert. For now,
there's an uneasy calm, but there is the real risk that one incident could really spark a widespread conflict.
Civil war is scary. South Sudan is in distress. Parker's asking you to pray for their work in Wau.
A tough area to work in. Pray for our staff that they would be able to keep their eyes on Christ in every situation. Pray for our kids that they would know the peace of God.
The full story plus links can be found at our new website. Next, One Ministry is expanding their work to meet the physical and spiritual needs of Syrian refugees. Patrick Klein of Vision Beyond Borders recently spent some time meeting refugees and sharing God's love.
God's at work in these people, and they're changing. I think we're on the verge of seeing many, many Muslims from Syria come to faith in Jesus Christ.
VBB gave food and winter supplies to hundreds of refugees in Jordan and Lebanon. Klein saw many were handicapped either physically or mentally. An in-country gospel worker later explained why so many are in camps.
The militants just went into the hospitals and ran these people out, kicked them out, so they could have the medicine and the supplies for their own troops.
At our new website, you can help VBB send food and medical supplies. Pray for gospel growth among Syrian refugees.
A lot of these people are really open to the gospel right now. Their whole lives have been completely flipped over, and so they're searching for the truth.
This is Mission Network News. What if this Sunday you arrive at church and find it boarded up? There's a sign on the door saying the church's permit is invalid. It threatens violence. According to Open Doors, this is a reality for an increasing number of churches in Indonesia. Once recognized for its religious tolerance, the country is heavily persuaded by Muslim extremists not to tolerate Christians. Pray for these believers' perseverance and for softened Muslim hearts ready to hear the gospel. Elsewhere, an audio Bible producer continues its work translating scripture into 15 different language groups in Oaxaca, Mexico. Audio Scripture Ministries is resuming their recording of the New Testament for the Choapan people this month. They're halfway done. Pray this ongoing project will be finished quickly now that their reader is available. Pray for God to prepare the hearts of those who are about to hear the gospel for the first time. And for a group delivering God's word to China, change is vital. Wendell Rovenstein of Bibles for China says their old ways of reaching people aren't working quite as well as they used to.
For Bibles for China to accomplish its mission and accomplish the passion the Lord's laid upon our heart, we're endeavoring to do all we can to develop a website.
Rovenstein says the new site will help connect people with their vision on a worldwide scale. A prayer portal will connect Bibles for China with you and their supporters on a deeper level.
Nothing in our ministry is going to function without the touch and direction and approval of the Lord. We have volunteers that are praying and will be responsive to those people that have prayer needs and publishing what the prayer needs of those that are going to be involved in China.
The website launches February 1st. Pray for a smooth transition. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Russian Ministries wants to help you pray for Russia and Eurasia. When you support Russian Ministries' Olympic Bible Outreach, they'll send you the colorful 2014 Eurasia Prayer Guide. $10 provides 20 Gospels of John for those searching at the Olympics in Russia. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.